Hey. See, now, why wouldn't you want to be a part of a group like that? Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, okay? Make a joyful noise. It'll be a wonderful experience. Thank you all very, very much. There's a lot of joy going around over there. Appreciate that a lot. All right, so it doesn't feel like Christmas, does it? Are y'all warm enough? You want me to turn the heat up a little bit more? Believe it or not, the air conditioner's been on since 7 o'clock this morning. It's an old unit, and it's doing the best that it can. Some of you know, I know at our house, we've got all kinds of AC issues. And when it's not working, it's hard. But fortunately, I like the heat, so I'm sorry for you, but I'm happy for me. I'm fine. This is why I live in Florida. So, Christmas in July, sing the Christmas songs, gonna have a potluck dinner, collect the gifts. And we hear in the passage about crowds, because when you do Christmas shopping, don't you find you got crowds? Traffic is a lot of traffic, can't find parking places. Nobody but you knows how to drive. Have you noticed that? All right, I'm the only person on the planet that knows how to drive. It's just like, I should open up a school and give lessons because they just crowds. I find myself sometimes annoyed by crowds. I'm not a crowd type of guy. I'm not, I like my personal space, and crowds tend to infringe on that. I get annoyed by crowds. In our passage today, we see Jesus reacting to crowds. Now understand, the disciples have come back from this mission trip and they're seeking to have some time away. Okay? They're seeking to take a vacation. Okay? And it's Jesus' idea. If you read it, verse 30, 31, you see it's Jesus' idea. Hey, let's get away. Because they don't even have time to grab a bite to eat. People coming and going and all over the things. And Jesus says, I have an idea. Let's go away. And the disciples are like, yeah, we're good. Vacationing with Jesus. Like it. Let's take a cruise. And they get on the boat. They go over to the other side of the lake. And when they get there they are. The very people they were trying to get away from. Could you imagine you take a vacation? Say you're going to Alaska or whatever. And all the people you're trying to get away from are there. How happy are you going to be about that? You're saying, I just went across the lake to get away from you. Get away from me. Leave me alone. You're annoying. You're irritable. But that's not what Jesus does. He doesn't get upset. He doesn't get angry. He doesn't get irritable. He doesn't get resentful. He has compassion. He has compassion. He sees that they're lost, that they're desperate, and they're needing what only he can provide. You see, that's the plug-in point for us on this passage. All right? We're not the disciples. The disciples really don't have a role in this passage. And we're certainly not Jesus. This is our opportunity to listen and learn from Jesus. Jesus has compassion on the crowd, and he teaches them. He teaches them. Jesus looks at us, and he has compassion on us, and he teaches us, because he knows. You know this. Right before the service, somebody was asking me if I had seen the paper. I go, no. We've quit subscribing to the paper. I'm not allowed to watch the news at my house because I get annoyed. I get angry. And I start yelling at the TV. And Diana has to keep telling me, they can't hear you and I'm tired of listening. But I don't need to have a newspaper or watch the news on TV to know that we're living in dark and perilous times. I don't need all of that because I can see the crowds. I see the people. I see how people are working hard to divide that which God wants united. Have you noticed that in conversations? It's always us and them conversations. No matter who the thems are, the us's are always just whoever happens to be talking. We're going to end up living in a world filled of parties of one. No one's eating with each other, talking with each other, having anything to do with each other. And Jesus has compassion on us. He says, I know these are dark and perilous times. I know it's polarizing right now. I know there are people who would seek to divide us. But my power, my grace, my love is stronger than their hate. Amen. And I can unite us if you will follow my teachings. Well, sometimes, have you ever noticed that Jesus teaches you stuff you don't want to hear? Has that ever happened in your life? Jesus teaches you, you know, like you're supposed to be forgiving. And you're like, well, can I be slapping? Can I be known as the slapping disciple? Don, the slapping disciple, goes to people and just slaps them in the name of Jesus. I like that one. I could do something like that. Why can't we do something in my skill set? Okay? I could do things like that. Don, the disciple with the magic finger. I could do that. I could do that. You guys are thinking of the other finger. I'm talking about the ring finger. See, I can see when your bones have all been broken, you can just wiggle things just randomly and just thump people on the head, you know? So if you don't slap them, you get thumped. I could be the thumping disciple, the slapping disciple. I don't want to be the forgiving disciple. I don't want to be the compassionate disciple. I don't want to be the understanding disciple. I want to be the disciple that gets to be angry and mean and Jesus says, what are you talking about? Have you read the book? I'm not looking for followers like that. I'm looking for followers of my kingdom, of my Father's kingdom. I'm looking for people who will extend God's grace all the time. People of hope and light. People of compassion. See, Jesus looks at us and he looks at the time we're living in. He knows it's frightening. I mean, if we're not concerned, then we're not paying attention. We are living in a really difficult time right now. And it is in a time like this when disciples are most needed. We need to be the voices of hope. We need to be the light that shines in dark times. We need to do this, and the only way we can get there is if we listen to the teachings of Jesus. We take time, we study God's word, we listen to the way Jesus is speaking. And we, in the Bible study this morning, we were talking about this. Envision that Jesus is with us right now. He's with us right now. And he looks at us, each of you, with compassion. He's not here to scold you. He's not here to yell at you. He's here to help you. He has compassion. He knows how difficult things are for you right now. And he has compassion on you. He's not judging you. He's not condemning you. All right? He's not doing anything else but loving you with compassion. And he's coming to you in this passage. And he's saying, I know this is a dark time. I know you're frightened. I know it's difficult. Let me help you. I want you to envision how you would imagine that conversation to unfold. What is it that Jesus would teach you for the challenge you're facing right now? All of us are. Some of them are universal challenges. We see them in our community, we see them in our country, we see them in the world. Some of them are private. I gave the example in the class about you're learning to tie a shoe. Have you ever tried to teach a child how to tie a shoe? It can be difficult. It's frustrating. They want to learn, but they're getting the loop wrong and they can't get the tight and all that. Remember that? And sometimes you're saying, you know what? I'm going to tie your shoe for you because I don't have the 35 minutes, all right, to watch you do it only to know before we're out the door it's untied again. All right, we're never going to get anywhere if every 30, you know, this isn't, it's just easier for me to do it. There's no learning in that. But if you take the time and you get down on the child's level and you're not there to scold and you're not there to reprimand and you're there to teach and you say, no, it goes like this. You take this string and you take that string and you let them meet together and then you pull them tight. See how that can work? And now we're going to make a loop and the rabbit's going to run around the tree and then it's going to pull through. What happens? The child eventually learns. That's the hope God has for each of us. He says, I know you're going through some hard struggles right now. I know you're frightened. I know you're afraid. It's difficult. You have every right. He's not yelling at you because you're frightened. He's not scolding us because we're afraid. He's compassionate about that. And he's saying, look, when you're frightened like this, instead of reacting with anger, give your anger to me, that I can fill you with love and grace, so that when somebody bumps into you, anger's not the first thing that spills out, but it's hope, it's peace, it's understanding. What is it that Jesus needs to teach you? There's a group lesson and private lessons, and Jesus is here to teach each of us with compassion and understanding. So many times we think that we have to save Jesus. Oh, Jesus needs me. Not as much as you think. We need Jesus. And if we're going to properly be his disciples, then we have to listen to his teachings so that when we're going through the struggles and we're going through the dark times, that we, again, are the disciples. We're the people that bring hope. We don't let others divide us. We don't let politics divide us. We don't let politicians divide us. We don't let hate divide us. We don't let fear divide us, because we have a stronger unifying grace through God, through Jesus Christ. And that is stronger than anything else. We are stronger together. You've seen me do the children's talk all the time with the pencils. Okay? When we're standing out alone by ourselves, the pencil's easily broken. But when we're bound together, supporting one another, encouraging one another, bound by the Holy Spirit, bound by love, bound by the grace of God, then we can begin to withstand anything. And not only that, we're able to invite others to come in and join that bundle so that they don't get broken, that they're not isolated, that they're not fearful. We're able to be able to share what it means to be a child of God. And to be a child of God means that we have the same vision of God, which means that we recognize that all people are children of God, even those that we disagree with politically, even those on a different social agenda, even those on a different economic or educational agenda. It doesn't matter. That's not what's going to unify us. What's going to unify us is that we're all sinners, each and every one of us. That each and every one of us need Jesus. We need his compassion. We need his teaching. And as you heard the passage as it ended, those who listen, those who are willing to reach out and touch, even the fringe, are healed. And we are given hope. And we can become the people God created us to be. God did not create us to be fearful. He did not create us to be ignorant. He created us to be in his image, representatives and ambassadors and witnesses of the kingdom of God, united through the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen.